Hello, everyone. Welcome back, all of you wonderful, fantabulous listeners, to Rebirth, the captivating third installment of the Dead podcast anthology series written by the ever-talented Pixie Britton in partnership with the George A. Romero Foundation. Speaking of the foundation, you can find a link to it in the show notes of every episode of The Dead, including a link to the Discord server for all fans of Bloody FM podcasts, where you can come in and join the discussions about the stories that you're listening to on the network. And speaking of which, if you're enjoying the show, don't forget to leave a review to let us know what you think about the show itself. And hey, just to let us know that you're out there listening. We love that stuff, and we love hearing from you. All right, enough announcements. We got a quick ad break coming up, and then this week's episode.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In a world plagued by the undead, the stories of survivors are well known, heralded as examples of hope,
strength, and perseverance.
Over time, they become tales,
fables, legends,
passed down from
survivor to survivor.
These are the stories, memories
of the lost, of the precious few
who walk the earth
as shells of their former selves.
These are their stories.
These are the stories of the dead.
You are now listening to Rebirth, Episode 3.
What is this place? Let me out. Let me out!
But take it easy, Rebecca. Just breathe. You're in ISO-1. You've been here for the last 24 hours. It's for monitoring.
Where's...
Taken care of. Just relax. Do you know why you're here?
Yeah. Because this place is filled with self-righteous assholes that refuse to listen.
According to the incident report, you vomited and became violent.
Poor shit.
You didn't vomit?
Yeah, I threw up. But I wasn't violent, just pissed off that no one was listening.
Do you know why you were sick?
Yeah. No. I don't know.
If you know the reason, Rebecca, you'll cut your time in here by half.
Because I was doing what you asked me to. And I was hungry and dumb enough to eat peach cobbler. Fucking peaches.
You were writing?
Yes.
What were you writing about when the nausea started?
Do we have to do this? I'm not infected. You know I'm not. You said I've been here for 24 hours. If I was going to turn, it would have happened already.
You're not always. Sometimes there's a delay.
Do you see any bites? I'm sure they stripped me naked when they brought me in. In fact, yep, they took my bra. Classy. Not violating at all.
I'll ask the nurse to return it to you.
I don't care about the bra. I can't be in here.
If you're feeling anxious, I can give you something for that.
I'm not anxious. I just need you to let me out.
You know I can't do that. We have rules for a reason.
Bullshit.
Are you feeling nauseous again?
Jesus Christ. I'm not nauseous. I'm not sick. I'm not anything. I just hate hospitals. Any kind of medical facility, you know that.
Let's talk about that.
We already have. What else is there to say?
Well, that depends. Sometimes a high-stress environment can trigger unprocessed traumas. We might uncover new information that might aid your recovery. If you want, I can come back tomorrow and we can...
If we talk about it now, will you sign me off sooner?
Provided that your latest blood sample is still negative, yes.
Fine. What do you want to know?
Let's start from the beginning. You're in hospital on outbreak day, correct?
I was pregnant with Callie and she wasn't moving as much, so I was getting checked out with Ryan. It was chaos. Do you think we can leave? It's been 2 hours.
How do you feel? Is she moving again?
Yeah, fine. She's probably having a lazy morning. Can't blame her.
I'll find out what's going on. Hey, excuse me. Sorry, nurse. Excuse me. Hi, we've been here for nearly 2 hours. Is the doctor coming?
No, yeah. Sorry. There's been an incident in the emergency room. A lot of doctors have been relocated down there.
Oh.
I'm sure it's nothing. We're just a little busier than normal. Shit. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's fine. Sounds like someone needs the good drugs, huh?
Yeah, I better see what's going on. I'll be back to check on your wife.
Okay, thanks.
What's going on?
I don't know. Some kind of incident in the ER?
Really? But we're nowhere near the ER. It's at the other end of the building. Sounded like it was outside in the corridor.
Yeah, something's going on. Nurse said all the doctors have been called down there.
Should we leave?
You should get checked, just to be sure. We've waited this long. Someone will be over soon.
It's just... these beds are so uncomfortable.
Give me your foot.
What?
Your feet.
Ooh, they're gross and sweaty.
Whatever, give them here. You weren't joking. They're dripping.
I'm 8.5 months pregnant, my hormones are crazy, and it's hotter than Satan's asshole in here.
Who needs oil when you've got sweat?
Hey, you volunteered. Joke's on you. I could get used to this.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
You need to leave?
We haven't seen the doctor yet.
There are no doctors. Listen up, everybody. You need to pack up and leave right now.
What's going on?
Yeah. What's going on?
There's been an incident. People are...
What do you mean? What?
I don't really know how to explain
what's
it.
What's going on?
Just trust me. Please leave. Now, all of you.
Wait. Wait. What's with that guy?
Help me up.
What?
Help get this thing off.
How do I turn it off?
Leave it. Just get my shoes.
Where are they?
Under the chair. My jacket?
Is that everything?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Let's go.
Oh my god!
Get down.
Oh. What's going on?
Head for the stairs. So much blood. It's everywhere.
Guy, his neck.
Leave him.
What? He needs help. Ryan! Ah! Help! Get off me! Get him off me!
Get the fuck off her, man. She's pregnant. What's your problem?
What's wrong with him?
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Fucking crackhead.
right? Stop. Stop! Look, should we help? They're trapped.
I bit her face. We need to get out of here.
Is this real? Is this happening?
Keep moving.
Where's the car?
This way.
Ryan? Oh my God, are you okay? I crashed into you. Talk to me. Ryan, can you hear me? Open your eyes. Open your eyes. You're bleeding. Can you stand? Keep your eyes open. There's no one. They're coming. They're fucking coming. Stand up. Stand up.
I'm okay.
Your head.
I'm fine.
Can you walk?
Yeah.
Give me your arm. Where's the keys?
In my pocket.
We need to run. Can you run? Ryan, stay awake. Hold on.
Get in!
Eve? How did you...
Get in! Is he bitten?
What?
Has he been bitten?
By what?
That's how it spreads. He'll turn into one of them.
I got sideswiped by a car. I hit my head. Thanks for asking. Get that gun out of my face. Drive!
What's wrong with these people?
Something about radiation, probably bullshit.
Is it in the air? Is that why I couldn't feel the baby kick? Ryan, what do we do? Should we go back?
Is there something wrong with the baby?
I don't know. She feels fine now. Heartbeat was okay.
If there's something wrong, I need to know. We need to be prepared.
I don't know. They didn't seem that worried. Or at least the nurse didn't. I'm fine, by the way, too. Jesus.
Hang on. Did you say radiation? From where?
The broadcast cut out before they said anything else. I've still got no cell. All I know is when you get bitten, you die and come back.
This is... I can't believe it.
Where are we going?
Out of town. Far away as possible.
What about my stuff? I don't have anything for the baby. I'm giving birth in 3 weeks. I can't just leave. I need my doctor.
There are no doctors.
Don't you think this is... I mean, the government is gonna...
Does it look like the government is gonna sort this shit out? Our beloved POTUS is probably hiding in a bunker somewhere, not giving a shit about the rest of us. What's your problem, asshole? Move!
What about my stuff? I'm not leaving without my stuff.
I got it.
What?
I've got everything for the baby.
How did that make you feel?
How did what make me feel?
Eve. How she encouraged you to leave, even though you had your reservations.
I was scared. We both were. I didn't know what to do. That morning I was in the hospital. Callie wasn't even born yet. Everything was just so messed up. We didn't even get to see a doctor. I was panicking that she had radiation poisoning. Ryan got sideswiped by a car. It was just terrifying. All of it. But I trusted her.
How did you feel about Eve arriving with a maternity bag for the baby?
I didn't think anything of it. But like so many things... It should have been a big fucking red flag. I mean, who does that? It's like she'd already planned to kidnap Kelly before the world went to shit. But with everything else going on, I guess I was grateful that we had anything at all. Even if it was ridiculous designer bullshit. Why the hell does a baby need a Chloe Cadeau pacifier?
That's the pacifier you found in the forest.
Yep.
That's when...
My life changed forever. Yeah.
Hey, it's Rissa, and I'm back with a quick message from our sponsors. Th- Thanks for listening. And now, back to our show.
How much further?
Not far. I think we're almost to Route 206.
Oh, my feet. I don't think my socks even qualify as socks anymore. So many holes.
Do you want mine? They're damp, but still intact.
Not sure what's worse, feet covered in blisters or hand-me-down sweaty socks. I am so ready to get out of these woods.
Yeah, me too.
Where do we go next?
We could go home?
Really?
I think it'll be good for us. For supplies, if nothing else.
It's quite far. It'll take a while.
Yeah, but how good does a night in our bed sound?
I can't stop searching. Going home sounds indulgent. It's not like I could sit down and relax. How can we do anything nice for ourselves when she's still out there? Doesn't feel right.
I know, but you haven't stopped since giving birth. Even if it's just for one night, you need it. We both do.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna take us a couple of days to get there with all the biters and God knows what else, and we can keep looking on the way. It's something to aim for.
Yeah.
Are you still bleeding?
Yep.
Bad?
How bad is bad?
What does that mean?
It means there's a horror show in my panties and I can't do anything about it.
There must be something we can do.
Like what? Other than getting our daughter back, letting me sit down, giving me a chance to heal, maybe seeing a doctor? What else is there? None of those things are gonna happen anytime soon, maybe ever. So I've just gotta suck it up, get on with it. What choice do I have?
All the more reason to go home.
Guess so. Wait.
Is that a pacifier? Is this Callie's?
Let me see. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Look at the back. Eve bought them. I remember because they were so expensive. They cost like 40 bucks a pair. What are the chances someone else out here losing the exact same one? She shipped it from France.
Wow. Okay. I wonder when they dropped it. How long ago?
Yeah.
Look, listen. This is good news. At least we know they came this way.
There's no tracks.
Rain probably washed them away.
Yeah.
At least we know they're alive.
We're alive. Things change. Anything could have happened. They could have dropped this days ago.
You don't know that. Focus on the positive. We've been wandering around here for nearly a week without any signs at all. At least we know we're on the right track. They were here at some point. That's the best lead we've had so far.
Where do we go next?
We're close to Roscoe. I guess we should go there first.
Isn't there a diner around here?
Yeah.
Might be food. Eve might have gone there.
Yeah. How many people would think to come out this way? Not many.
Good point.
Shit, there might be coffee.
What I'd do for a cup of coffee.
Well, if there isn't, we've got coffee at home. I know because I bought some on the day we went to the hospital. Finally, the 206.
How far down is the diner?
Not far.
Is it me or is it too quiet? It feels weird.
Probably because there's no cars.
No, it's... I don't know. Never mind. I can see the diner. What if other people are in there? You know, survivors.
We don't stop. We keep moving.
Really?
Yeah. We don't want to get involved. We've got enough going on.
What if they've seen Eve? They might be able to help us.
Or they'll rob us, steal our gun, our water. People are assholes.
Yeah, you're right. Let's hope it's empty.
We've only got 3 rounds left.
We should scope it out, just to be sure. Do you see anything?
No. Could be biters. We could draw them out.
I'm covered in blood. If there were biters, I think we'd know about it.
Let's go around the back. It's less open.
See if it's locked. Damn. I'll try the front.
Wait. Can you hear that?
What?
Come closer.
What is that?
That's Eve. She's here.
What? How do you know?
Because I recognize that creepy fucking music. Eve bought Kelly this wireless sound machine thing, said it would help her sleep.
Jesus. More like give her nightmares.
I know. Let's go.
Wait, are you sure that's Eve?
It's gotta be. We just found the pacifier. Kelly is probably in there sleeping.
Then we've got to play this smart. We'll only get one shot at this. I'll go around the front and see if she's there. You stay here.
The front is completely open. If she's in there, she'll see you from a mile off.
What choice do we have? Can't just break a window. I'll go check it out and try the door. If I see her, I'll come back and we can make a plan.
What if Eve comes out?
Get Callie and punch her in the face.
Great idea.
Just stay hidden. I'll be right back.
So much for staying quiet. Can't see her.
She's not here.
You sure?
Yeah.
Have you checked the bathroom?
I'll go now. It's empty.
Damn it. Damn it! For a minute, I thought we had her. I don't know how much more of this I can take.
I know. Me too.
Ugh, where's that music coming from? Turn it off. Can't stand it.
Kitchen.
It's coming from that cupboard. That's weird.
Probably left it behind because Callie hated it.
Big surprise there. I'll turn it off.
Wait. Let me check.
Why?
Just let me do it. So dark. Can't see anything. Where's the flashlight?
Fuck! Ryan!
Get off me! Get off me, piece of shit!
Jesus! Was this Eve? Did she do this? How the fuck did she even get it in there? Fuck! Where's that goddamned sound machine? Turn it off! Fucking thing. Why would she do this? Why? Is she playing with us? Is she fucking playing with us? I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna kill that stupid bitch. Shit! Oh my god, Ryan. Are you hurt? Stay still. Let me see. Easy. I got it.
How bad is it?
Oh no.
You need to leave.
Keep pressure on it. We need to stop the bleeding. Use this. We're not far from town. I can go to a pharmacy. I can get supplies.
That won't work.
If we just clean it up, get some dressings, maybe there's something here. There's got to be a first aid kit. I got it!
Becca.
Hold still. Might sting. Sorry. Keep pressure on it. Tight. Where's the bandages? Lean forward. Okay. What if I cut it out? The skin. Get the infection out. That'll work.
No, it won't. It's my shoulder.
Yeah, but if I just cut around...
It's too late.
We have to do something. I'm not gonna sit here and watch you die. Put your arm around me.
Becca.
I can carry you.
Becca, please.
Come on. There's still time.
Stop!
No. You stop. I won't let you give up. I can't. I need you. Kelly needs you. Come on! Ryan, listen to me. I'm not gonna let you die, okay? I won't.
I'm so sorry.
This isn't happening. I can't do this without you.
You can.
I can't.
You're stronger than you think.
No. What am I gonna do?
Get supplies, get food, find another gun, and go get her. Get Callie.
Eve caught a biter and chained it up. She did all of this. You really think I can take her on? Get Callie?
Yeah, I do. I remember the first time I saw you walking into Bill's. That little leather jacket, bright red lips. You were so beautiful. Still are. I love that jacket on you.
I've still got it somewhere.
You should find it when you go home. You'll look badass slaying biters.
I will.
I never stopped loving you. Even when things were hard. You're an amazing mom.
Don't.
You are. You need to leave.
No. No. You shouldn't be alone. I'll stay.
I'll be fine.
Ryan.
Go. Take the gun. Give me that knife.
I love you. This. I can't. You killed him. You killed Ryan. And you kidnapped Kelly. You have taken everything from me. Everything. I don't know where you are. But I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna fucking find you. And when I do, I'm gonna kill you. Gonna kill you. Gonna kill you. Gonna kill
you. The Dead was created in partnership with Bloody Disgusting and the George A. Romero Foundation. Rebirth was written by Pixie Britton. Becca is Nea DeRusso. Dr. Lavelle is Beth Eyre. Ryan is Reese Tirado. The nurse is Daisy McNamara. The orderly is Brad Colebrook. The other patient is Danielle Hewitt. Eve is Bailey Wolf. Dialogue editing by Atticus Jackson. Sound design by Veronica California. Music by Newt Shottlecotti. Directed by Hannah Wright. The Dead's showrunner is Risa Montañez. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah, with executive producers Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Credits read by Suzanne Daroche Romero. A Bloody FM production.